Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What is up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 265 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you are off to a great week, and wherever you're at listening to this right now, I appreciate you so much for you taking time out of your day to listen to me. This is so cool, but not only me, you're listening to today's question from Bobby. But before we get to Bobby's question, I do want to also thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, the super easy to use cloud accounting solution to help you manage all your business finances, from income to expenses to your invoicing to just really making these reports that you need for tax season really easy. It's just seriously one of the most incredible and most useful pieces of software you'll have in your business. So check it out. You can actually check it out for 30 days for free. A free trial by going to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now let's get to today's question from Bobby.
Hi, Pat. My name is Bobby, and I live in Florida. Like everyone, I'm working on my own passive income, but most of my work is very active income. I love your website, and I love reading your blog, but I'm wondering if you could have your biggest income producers mind mapped. I'd love to be able to see how you started with Bluehost and how it's grown over the years, but what actions were taken to get it to grow. Thanks so much, and I'm going to keep listening to your podcast.
Bobby, thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate this, and I think this is going to be really helpful for a lot of people because affiliate marketing is such a great way to generate an income online. If you've been following myself and Smart Passive Income for a while, you'll know that on my income reports, affiliate marketing is the number one way that I've been generating a commission, especially off of smartpassiveincome.com. But it didn't happen overnight, that's for sure. And so that's why I appreciate this question, because it's going to allow me to share you the journey I've had or these timelines I have with the companies that I've been promoting. And I'll talk about Bluehost, but it very much aligns with a lot of the other companies I promote as well. And the first rule I want to talk about, or the first part of this journey, is based off of a rule that I have when it comes to affiliate marketing that is the most important rule of all, and that is you should use the product that you're promoting, or if not use it, at least understand it completely to a point where you can be confident it will take care of your audience and help them achieve their goals. Like, you want to know it as if it were your own product. That's so important because let's say you recommend a product to your audience, and you know, I would hope that if you recommend something, you would at least think that it was helpful to them. But let's say you maybe didn't do your research, or you didn't get to know that person on the other end who owns that company, or you just haven't used it yourself, so you're not exactly sure it does what it says because you haven't used it yourself. If that person who goes through your affiliate link purchases it and has a terrible experience, yeah, they're going to have a bad experience and terrible experience and not really like that company of that product. But the trust that you've earned with them is likely to fizzle out, and you definitely don't want that to happen. And it would happen if that's the case, because you know, it takes a lot of time and effort and content and value providing in order for somebody on the other end, somebody in your audience, a subscriber, a reader, a watcher, a listener, it takes a lot of that, a lot of time and effort for them to get to a point where they trust you enough to go through an affiliate link. And if they are at that point, you got to treat them like gold, because not because they're money, but because those are the most valuable people in your business, not just people who can be customers, but people who trust you enough and who can share things with you and help you move forward and find success in your business. So it is your number one duty as a content provider, as somebody who knows something that somebody else doesn't, to be able to find the products that will help them and make sure that they will help them. I've made a few mistakes in the past with that, and that's why I've just set this rule for myself that I don't promote anything that I haven't used or can essentially provide support for. And it makes it really easy for me too when people come at me with, hey, can you promote my product or can you be a JV partner for this? A JV meaning joint venture partner. It's really easy because if I haven't used that product, then I just say no. And that helps you have your audience's best interest in mind at all times. So I used it. That's my first part of this journey. I used Bluehost. I used Longtail Pro. I used Market Samurai. I used AWeber. And now those are the things that are my top producing affiliate companies. So used it is number one. Number two is loved it. Loved it because it has helped me find results. And in doing that, I know it could help others too if they learn to use it properly. So first, used it. Two, loved it. Three, mastered it. Now, this isn't always the case, but more often than not, I get to a point where I will not promote something until I, quote, have mastered it. Till I get to that point where, like I said, I could provide support for it myself as if it were my own product. Like, that's how you want to think about it. You want to think about the products that you're promoting as an affiliate as if they were your own products. You want to get to know them that well, and you want to be able to help somebody else get through them as if they were your own as well, too. If you know a product that well, it is very, very likely that somebody on the other end who asks a question about it and you solve their question, that they're going to pay you back by going through that affiliate link. And so mastering it and understanding it and being able to get to a point where you could provide support for that product, a product that's not even yours, but again, in your head, it should be as if it were your own, then you're going to win with affiliate marketing. But there's a lot more going on. So I used it, I loved it, I mastered it, and then I recommended it. And this is when I started talking about Bluehost on my site or Market Samurai or Longtail Pro. And it wasn't till I had done all those things. And so it wasn't like the first day after I used it, I all of a sudden started recommending it. It took some time to get there. But when I finally started doing that, I recommended it. And I did that through talking about it on posts and articles and podcast episodes and things like that. Just whenever it fit into that conversation, I would point to those resources because they're related and they help my audience out. And that's the big thing here. You're talking about things that are actually going to help. And that's what the focus should always be on. It shouldn't be on, oh, what company or product can I promote that's going to make me the most money? That's not the way to approach it. The way to approach it is what company or product is going to best serve my audience. And that's how you win. Now, some products and some companies out there might not have an affiliate program, but they are ones that you should recommend anyway, because again, they are helpful and that helps build that trust. And so when you promote and help other companies, even though you're not getting paid as a result, if they are helpful for your audience is going to see that you do have their best interest in mind, and they'll be likely to click other things to you that may have an affiliate link involved, and you will earn a commission. Now, number five, beyond recommended it, which is sort of just casual saying I just talked about it, blogged about it, linked to it on blog posts. I then sort of made it formal by putting it on, number five, my resource page. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/resources, that's essentially what I'm calling my resource page. And it's a compilation or compendium of most of the things that I've talked about or recommended and obviously have used. And they are things that I know are helpful as well. And they're just not links to, they're descriptions. Some of them link to video tutorials, which I'll talk about in a second, or helpful articles that describe how I use those things. And a lot of people go there when they are looking for things and they purchase those products from that page. And it's a helpful page. It's a valuable page because it has all those fancy tools and resources and tips and tricks and books all on one space. And I reference that resource page all throughout my content on my site. And when people go to that page, they find other things that they need that they might not have known they would need because of the descriptions and what they are. And if you go there again, smartpassiveincome.com/resources, you'll see it broken down into different sections, which makes it really easy to scroll through to find more stuff. And again, you want people to understand that there's stuff there that will help them. And when you can do that, if that product that they want is happens to have an affiliate link related to it, then boom, you're all winners. So the resource page was a big one, and that's when I sort of formally put it on that page. And again, we're not just talking about Bluehost here, although Bluehost, which is my the hosting company that I recommend if you're just starting out, you can check it out. My affiliate link for that is askpat.com/Bluehost. But all the affiliate products that I have go through this sort of sequence. So to recap, we're halfway through. Use it, love it, master it, recommend it, put on your resource page so it becomes official. And then number six, this was a big one for me, is I created a video tutorial walking people through how I use Bluehost and how I set it up. And again, one thing with affiliate marketing that's interesting is, yes, you are promoting products that aren't yours. And as a result, oftentimes you might not share enough information about that product and what it looks like and how it's used to get to a point where people are comfortable buying it. You know, there's this wall or the security line that people put up before they purchase anything online, of course. I mean, we all have that, right? And we want to make sure that what we're buying, you know, we know what's on the other end after we hand over our credit card. And so by creating a video, not only are you being an educator and you're providing value in that way and earning people's trust, but you're actually showing people what they're going to get and how to use it. It's almost like a quick start guide. And I think if I had a magic wand and I could just do one thing in my brand right now, it would be that right next to every single affiliate on my website, I would have a little parentheses and a link that says something like, here's your tutorial video on how to use this, or here's your quick start guide on how to use this, or watch this before you buy. Man, that would be awesome. And so this Bluehost video that I created has, I mean, well over 100,000 views at this point. And not all of those views converted, obviously, that would be crazy, but they do help with that trust building, and it is a resource that I also put on a number of different pages on my site, and it's something that I mention all the time for people who are looking to just get started, which is related to my tip number seven, or sort of point number seven here, is putting that video on a getting started page. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com on the homepage, you'll see a big green button that says, click here to get started, or get started here. And that's very important because after a number of surveys and talking to people on my site, I found out that people didn't know where to start back in the day when I had my old blog design, where it was just a chronological order of all of my most recent blog posts. And that makes sense that it's overwhelming because, you know, we write blog posts in a chronological order, but they aren't things that should necessarily be consumed in that order. And there's certain posts that would probably be, for all of us, that would make more sense for people to start with than others. So the idea here is to create a getting started page or a start here page where you talk about the very basic things, defining what you're going to do for them, defining where to start, and here are the first blog posts to read, or here are the first podcast episodes to listen to. And then in that page that I have, I also say, hey, if you're ready to get started, here's where you want to start. Watch this video. It's going to show you how to set up a website and domain in less than 4 minutes. And there you go. And a lot of people watch on that page, and that page does convert. It's the second most profitable page on Smart Passive Income, my getting started page. What's the first one? My resource page, which is why I mentioned that one earlier. Okay, so after the getting started page, I actually did a few things that really jumped the income with Bluehost and a few of my other affiliates as well. This doesn't always work, but I reached out to them and I had said, you know what? I would love, based on the relationship that we have, and I've been helping you guys out, I'm producing a lot of volume. Is there any way we can, you know, negotiate a higher commission? And it worked. Now, this took a long time. And if you're just starting out, this isn't, I mean, I have a lot of volume, I will let you know. So, you know, I just don't want a billion people emailing Bluehost because I want to respect them and Again, they've been amazing to me, and I know I've been amazing to them too in helping them with a lot of customers and feeding a lot of people their way. And so they were happy to pay me back or give me a little bit of a jump in commission as a result. And that's something that a lot of affiliates will do. And I've, you know, when I learned that that was possible, which actually somebody else in another mastermind group told me to do that, you know, that obviously just increases everything almost immediately. And then I emailed a bunch of other affiliate or companies that I'm an affiliate for, and I'd say maybe 20% of them agreed based on the volume that I could have a higher commission. So that was pretty cool. So I have a higher than advertised commission, which is why Bluehost is significantly higher than you might think it would be. And then number nine is I optimized, which means I paid a close attention to where people were converting. And on my resource page, I optimized my description. At that point, that's when I put the video link right there next to the affiliate link in the resource page. I put a nice little featured, if you go to the resource page, smartpassiveincome.com/resources, you'll see that at the top section is, has images with four or five of my top recommended items. And that helped a lot too. It kind of differentiates from the whole page, the top ones that people should look at. And they're right there at the top, and Bluehost is one of them. And that helped optimize my conversions for Bluehost on the resource page as well. I also found the top hit posts and discovered which ones made sense to put Bluehost in there, because I knew a lot of traffic were going on to those sites. And a lot of those sites were niche site, dual related sites. And that helped a lot as well. And that series alone also has helped, because it sort of was my way to prove what I was talking about in building a website from scratch. You can go to nichesiteduel.com to check more out about that. And when I reached number one in Google for my security guard training site, my Bluehost earnings went up, just simply because more people were like, oh, yep, it worked. He did it. I want to do the same thing. And they ended up going through that link and following the same process that I had shared for free on building an interesting website. And what's really cool is a lot of people built their own and are doing extremely well now too. And then number 10, finally, after I used it, loved it, mastered it, recommended it, put it on my resource page, created a video tutorial, created a getting started page, which I put that video on, and then reached out to potentially make a deal with that, with those other companies, and then optimized where people were coming in and what I could do to increase those conversions. Number 10, finally, is, and this is something that hasn't happened yet, actually, because we're working on it, but I also reached out back to Bluehost, and a lot of affiliates or a lot of companies do this now as well. I've noticed 99 Designs does this. They are an affiliate, or excuse me, a sponsor for the Smart Passive Income podcast. But if you listen to Tim Ferriss's podcast, for example, you'll see that if you go through his link for 99designs.com, which is a company that you can get any sort of anything designed, really, if you go through his link, it goes to a special page on 99designs.com that has his face and has some of the 99 Design contests that he's run himself. So what I'm talking about is a custom designed landing page, and that's something I'm hoping to get up very soon. So if somebody goes through my Bluehost link, for example, it won't just be the generic picture of a stock photo guy just with his hand writing a graph that's going up or something, or, you know, or collaboration of a team around a desk or anything like that. It'll be a picture of me or something related to where people are coming from. And I think that would help conversions as well, because that sort of helps make that connection stick from where they were to this new site that they're at where they're about to buy something. If they see my face there, it's just going to help with that, you know, the ease in their mind of, okay, this is something that Pat recommends. Here's his face there. This is, he's sort of representing there as well. And so if you have the opportunity, if you maybe in your niche, you have a company that is performing very well for you, maybe you can reach out to them and help them, because this actually helps them get more conversions, because you can only do so much on your site until people who click those affiliate links go off your site. They have to finish that purchase. And if that company doesn't do a good job of converting on their end, then you know, your work, you did your half of the work, and they have to do their half too. And that's what I really like about Bluehost specifically, is they really worked, I saw it those past couple of years, on conversions on their end. I noticed a number of various designs of homepages, and the homepage went through a massive redesign to increase those conversions. And when they landed on a design that worked, I just saw an increase in commissions, just because when people were clicking over, they were continuing with the buying process. And that had nothing to do with me. That was all Bluehost. So one thing you can do, to finish up is you can reach out to these companies that you're an affiliate with. And if you're doing some volume for them, you can say, hey, would you mind, or do you have the ability to create a custom landing page for me? And you can use these images and you can put my name on there. I think it's going to help conversions and help people who come through my affiliate link stick around and finish the process. And everybody's a winner again. So this one was a little bit longer of an episode, but I think it was important because I have a passion for affiliate marketing, obviously because it's working for me, but also because I think it's definitely underutilized. A lot of people don't realize the power of the fact that there's all these great products and services and tools out there that can help your audience that you can recommend. And I'm hoping that this episode has helped you understand how you can recommend them to the best of your ability, and also even getting into the other company and how they can help you even further as an affiliate. Whew. So Bobby, this is about two episodes worth, but I'm still going to send you one Ask Pat t-shirt if that's cool. My assistant will be in contact with you. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, and of course, if you get your question featured like Bobby, I will send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. All you have to do is go to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And lastly, I also want to thank FreshBooks.com. They are a company that I wish I got involved with earlier because I used to keep track of my finances through Excel files and things like that, which, you know, I was sort of an Excel spreadsheet geek, I know a lot of us are. A lot of us just hate Excel and any spreadsheets in the first place. And either way, you know, even if you know Excel, I mean, having something like FreshBooks to organize everything is just so convenient, especially if you do any invoicing. If you're a coach or if you have students or you're a consultant and you work with other companies, I mean, just it makes it super easy and professional. So you got to check it out. Go on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a 30-day free trial. You can check it out right now. Now, lastly, I always love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Henry David Thoreau. And he says, "To affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts." So how are you going to spend the rest of your day? It's totally up to you. Hope it's a good one. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.